Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country.
To manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
I told him once or twice.
Farewell Party by Gene Watson. I'll do it for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
When the last breath of life is gone. There'll be flowers.
Can I hear Tennessee Whiskey and Outlaw's Prayer?
I'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shovin'." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
And I'm talking to y'all right now on my good friend Tracy Pitcock's show, right here with Hillbilly Hits and Brady Tex, and you know the station's KNEL.
great Skeeter Davis for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show, and going to get along without you now. Had a lot of requests during the last few weeks for this song. This is Johnny Lee's current single, doing very well for him. And Johnny Lee, as most of you probably know, is suffering from Parkinson's disease. But it's amazing that he's still out there working everywhere, working as much as he can. And I'm very proud of that. If you get a chance to see the great Johnny Lee, please do so. Here's one called Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
All or nothing, it's all on you. You wanna win, but sometimes you lose. You do your best and hold your head up high. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings brand new light. Everything's gonna be alright. Turn on the news and it's bad again. Makes you wonder if it ever ends. Love's flowing somewhere deep and wide. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new light. Everything's gonna be alright.
To the place, the front was ablaze, and so was the second floor. So we crossed the track, went around to the back, and stopped at the alley door. We was catching our breath when that door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out into the smoke ran Mayor Will, wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him, with his shirt tail afire, came our local chief of police. Then the banker Jones with the red-headed girl he'd always said was his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself helping someone out of the fire. Her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. A county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls and gals and half-clad gentlemen. Out through the heat of smoke that reeked of French perfume and gin. Well, the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost. And the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. That girl's hotel by the time the roof caved in, and we were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, I believe that's the funniest show that I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel was single girls come down.
Well, the night Miss Nancy Ann's motel for single girls burned down. There's the great Hank Thompson for you with all of his Brazos Valley Boys on the Hits Radio program tonight. Man, ever since I found out that I was going to be here tonight with you, I have been on cloud nine, just looking forward to being here and playing and hearing some great traditional country music that you've been calling in tonight, and I appreciate that. You have a favorite song that you want to hear tonight? Maybe there's a favorite artist you want to hear? Just give us a call here at KNEL. We'll be happy to do our best to play it for you. Our phone number is 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Or toll free at 1-800-526-9698. 1-800-526-9698. But I'll mention to you that if you're listening to us on Thursday night, we'll take those requests. But if you're listening to us on our rebroadcast on Saturday, of course, we hope you enjoy the music.
to Your Heart by Exile.
Hang On to Your Heart by Exile. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For you. Isn't that great? From old Merle standing on the corner. Whenever the Malpas brothers were with us not too long ago, Chris and Taylor. Chris and Taylor both worked, opened up shows for Merle Haggard for, I guess, 7 or 8 years out on the road. And Merle, of course, was one of their great inspirations. And Merle had given Chris a jacket made by Manuel several years ago from his collection. And Chris had worn it many times during the Malpas Brothers shows, and he decided that he was going to retire that jacket and donate it to our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. So we appreciate that very much. So we have a new Merle Haggard jacket at our museum, thanks to Chris Malpas of the Malpas Brothers. Speaking of the Malpas Brothers, they were also kind enough to come join our Nashville tour that we had in Nashville. They were up in Nashville recording, doing some recording, and so they came over and hung out with us at the Mel Tillis Jr. show the other day, and it was good to see them. They took pictures with all the folks on the buses. We had two buses with 102 of our friends up there, and just had a great tour, but it was good to have the Malpas Brothers. They came over to visit with us. David Frizzell, of course, the singer of I'm Gonna Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home, he came over to visit with us, as did Linda Davis. It was good to have all those folks stopping by to see our group that we had up in Nashville. You got the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Good to hear from Mary, who's tuned in to us from Stephenville, Texas tonight. She was headed out to see Ricky Skaggs there in Stephenville tonight and asked me if I'd play this song beforehand. Here's Stonewall Jackson.
I used to think money could buy anything, but just look at my life, I've lived in vain. Get things my way, not knowing that I would regret it someday. These are the lessons I've learned the hard way, torn from the pages of life. The sunshine to brighten my world, but foolishly I drove her out of my life, and no amount of money can make her my wife. These are the lessons I've learned the hard way, torn from the pages of life. Wasted his
of life, torn from the pages of life.
Hi, this is Jody Miller. Keep listening to Tracy Pitcox here on KNEL, FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas.
Rest until I've caressed the cold glass that's holding my heart. I haven't yet learned how to forget, and the burning desire remains. For each time I see your picture, I lose my heart again.
Good evening, Tracy.
Good evening.
I missed Willie's Picnic a couple of weekends ago, and I was wondering if you'd play his latest political advice, vote him out.
Vote him out. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Your mind.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.